fellow listeners, my name is Morgan, and I'm your host for this episode of Everyday Misconceptions. I'm here to bring you another thought-provoking podcast. Today's topic is on coconut oil and how we've been lied to by the media. If you had to choose between butter and coconut oil, which one's better for you? You're probably thinking coconut oil, right? I mean, it's a plant. Let's explore why you thought that, and why you're wrong. So what I'm really trying to find out is to see why people think that coconut oil is good for you. So to first understand why coconut oil is not good for you is you first have to understand what different types of fats are and how they react differently to your body. So there are three main types of fats. There are the unsaturated, the saturated, and the trans. Okay, so the unsaturated fats come from like olive oil, avocados, and other plant-based sources like that. So that can also, the unsaturated fats include monounsaturated and polyunsaturated, which those are basically just good fats for you. They don't really do anything bad for your cholesterol. However, the saturated and trans fats are the fats that you should really try and stay away from. So those are the fats found in red meat. So trans fats, lots of fat, lots of those types of fats in meat like that. Trans fat is worse than saturated fat, but they both do increase your bad cholesterol and essentially clog your arteries. So with the case with coconut oil, many people assume that it's the same type of fat as olive oil, but that's wrong. It's totally wrong. Coconut oil is made of saturated fat, more saturated fat than butter by like weight. And on the other hand, olive oil is all monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats, which are good for you and don't really negatively affect your body. So first of all, people really need to understand what the differences are between these types of fats. But the question I can't stop asking myself is, why has it become so popular? Well, I think it's because it coined the term superfood, and that was all done in part by clever advertising. I mean, people really do go crazy for things that say superfood. You think it's so healthy and everything. So in the end, it really is all in the advertising. Companies that produce coconut oil, like Nutivia, are now in the midst of battling lawsuits because customers are claiming that they are misleading them because of their like devious marketing techniques. So Nutivia and even Costco's brand Kirkland has to pay out almost $1 million to settle claims by various customers. And that's no surprise now that coconut oil sales are actually declining because it is not a healthier option like people think. It just is not. So I want to know if any of my friends actually know what coconut oil is and how it compares to other oils like butter, margarine, or olive oil, to see if they actually know what coconut oil is and how it is not as healthy of an option, and to see what they actually think of it. So here are some interviews that I conducted with some friends. Introduce yourself.
Okay. Hi, my name is Chris.
How are you, Chris?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just have a few questions for you. Have you ever used coconut oil before?
Yes, I have.
You have? What did you use it for?
I used it on my eyebrows and my eyelashes.
What did that do to them?
It's supposed to help them grow and, like, stay moisturized, I guess.
Oh, okay. Have you ever eaten it before?
I have not.
You have not? Do you know anyone that does?
Yes, they use it a lot in cooking.
Yeah?
Yep.
It's actually really bad for you.
What?
It is.
Really?
It's worse for you than butter.
How?
It has more saturated fat in it, so butter actually has around 50-60% saturated fat content in it, while coconut oil has around 83% saturated fat content, which makes it worse than lard.
So if you were gonna eat butter or lard, you should eat that over coconut oil.
Are you serious?
And don't you think that there's like this general consensus that people think that coconut oil is healthier than like other fats like that?
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine thinking that bacon grease is healthier than coconut oil?
Wait, are you serious? I'm serious. So shook right now.
I know, right? Isn't that crazy?
That doesn't even make any sense. Oh my god, wow. Well, good thing I don't use it anymore.
Good thing you don't use it anymore. Well, thanks for the interview, Chris.
Okay.
Bye. You're
welcome. Okay, bye.
So, Kate, what have you learned about using coconut oil?
I used to put coconut oil in my coffee because I thought that it was a healthy substitute for creamer. But then I found out that it was not, and it is very unhealthy.
I'd also like to be as unbiased as possible, so I do think I have to include that coconut oil is actually really good at increasing your high-density lipoproteins, which is like the good cholesterol that you have. And when I mean good, it's like one of the best fats at increasing that cholesterol, but at the same time, it's a double-edged sword. So it also increases the low-density lipoproteins, which is the other type of cholesterol, which is really bad. So it really does have this trade-off of whether, oh, do you want to sacrifice this one thing for the other? Because in the end, it really does raise your low-density lipoproteins, which is your bad cholesterol. And looking at it as a whole, it's just not as healthy of an option as people think because of that factor. I would like to say thank you for listening to this podcast. I really hope you learned something new and interesting. And this is Morgan Kaiser with Everyday Misconceptions.